Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the question that we're asking, is America a Christian nation? Is America a Christian nation? We're founded as a Christian nation. Some say that to say that America is a Christian nation is to say that everybody in America needs to be Christian. That's simply not so. That's simply not the premise that was the of our founding fathers and the founding documents. I'm looking at an article by David Barton, Is America a Christian Nation? Modern claims that America is not a Christian nation are rarely noticed or refuted today because of the nation's widespread lack of knowledge about America's history and foundation. To help provide the missing historical knowledge necessary to combat today's postmodern revisionism, presented below, you'll find some statements by previous presidents, legislators, and the courts, as well as by current national Jewish spokespeople about America being a Christian nation. These declarations from all three branches of government are representative of scores of others, therefore comprise only the provisional tip of the iceberg. And then what Barton says further, contemporary critics who assert that America is not a Christian nation always refrain from the offering of any definition of what the term Christian nation means. So what is an accurate definition of that term as demonstrated by our American experience? Contrary to what critics imply, a Christian nation is not one in which all citizens are Christians, or the laws require everyone to adhere to a Christian theology, or all leaders are being Christian, or any such superficial measurement. As Supreme Court Justice David Brewer, 1837 to 1910, explained, there's a long explanation then, ladies and gentlemen, by Supreme Court Justice David Brewer, but he simply says, in summary, so if being a Christian nation is not based on any of the above criteria, then what makes America a Christian nation? According to Justice Brewer, America was, of all the nations in the world, most justly called a Christian nation because Christianity has so largely shaped and molded our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, suffice it to say, we have today, if a person murders someone, he is charged with the crime of murder and is convicted, generally speaking, to death. Why is that so? Because the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Every law that we have in America today is somewhere fundamentally linked to the biblical record, and especially to the Ten Commandments. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Supreme Court justices that have down through the centuries confirmed the fact that we're a Christian nation. Brother Dan, read us something that I believe you have there before you that I believe is pertinent to our statement.
Well, once again, in this wonderful Bible, the American Patriots Bible, the author is Richard E. Lee, or G. Lee, and I believe this is the greatest marriage of our founding fathers, quotes, statements, beliefs, and the Bible per chapter that I've ever run across.
Yes.
And on page 244, it talks about Christianity in colonial America. But I'll go ahead to another page where it says, when these colonists settlers arrived in America, the influence of the Bible on their lives came with them. For many, their Christian faith was as much a part of who they were as their brave spirit. And it touched all that they touched. This stands on boldly as one sees the goal of government based on scripture being affirmed over and over by individual colonies, such as the Rhode Island Charter of 1683, which begins, "We submit our person, lives, and estate unto our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and to all those perfect and most absolute laws of his giving us in his holy word." Last paragraph. From the first colony at Jamestown to the Pennsylvania Charter of Privileges granted to William Penn in 1701, where all persons who profess the belief in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, shall be capable to serve this government in any capacity, both legislatively and executively. The Bible was used as the rule of life in the colonies. Every evidence indicates the profound effect God's word had on early America. Now, if that is not proof that America was established as a godly nation, I don't know where we can find it.
That's exactly right. In fact, David Barton covers a tremendous amount of that in his video series, America.
He has the greatest library, by the way, of our heritage.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm standing here today proclaiming my right to claim my heritage.
Yes.
I have two heritages.
Tell us about that.
At birth, God put a soul in human form, me. I was born into a country that had life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as its reward of birth. At a given age, a gauge of accountability, because I was born in America, a godly nation, I was allowed to learn and to accept Christ as my Savior.
Yes.
Now, those are two birthrights that people don't claim today. I'm here today making that claim. I'm claiming my birthright.
Amen.
As a citizen of the United States of America, and I'm coming for them.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question today, is America a Christian nation? Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? How would you like to join in the dialogue and discussion? Do you believe that America is a Christian nation, or have we forsaken that title? Have we abandoned our Christian roots? Are we truly today a Christian nation? Notwithstanding what we see in the reckless disregard for God, the reckless disregard for the Bible, the reckless disregard for prayer, and Bible reading, et cetera, as found in our governmental leaders so often. What are your thoughts? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Dan Ort. Dan Ort is with us today, and Dan is representing an organization that is called Reclaiming America, and the subtitle, God, Country, Family Crusade. Dan, you've heard my monologue, you've heard my statements, and the things that we have touched on thus far. What are your thoughts on America being a godly nation? Let's just go back to the fundamentals. We know, based on the record, the totality of evidence, that we were founded as a Christian nation. We were birthed as a Christian nation. Can we call America a Christian nation today?
If we try to call it, we'd have to call it a weak and hopeless Christian nation on the path we're going. But if you remember God's own words and his own promise, how he will heal our land if we come to him in repentance.
Absolutely.
I believe we are obligated to hold God's promises and hold him to them. But we must act or enact our part to bring about that promise. So when we look at Washington, D.C.'s, for instance, all you have to do is walk its streets and you see our heritage. You go into the buildings, you'll see the Christian quotations. And it's just a simple fact that on the back of the doors to the Supreme Court is etched the Ten Commandments. So when they close those doors, the Supreme judges are looking at those Ten Commandments, yet they violate them.
Violate them every time they make
a ruling.
Right.
And it is, if this is truly a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, when are we going to claim it? How are we going to claim it now that they have ultimate power to take over our government? We must rise up in the manner that God leads us. And I believe that revival, that God, Country, Family Crusade, is a means to do it without violence.
Tell us about the God, Country, Crusade. Tell us about the fundamentals of it. Tell us about the origin of it. Tell us about the goals and intents of the crusade.
I tried to bring about the crusade in 07 with a dear friend of mine, a lady named Pat Eubank. In 07, we contacted every so-called church in Nassau County, and we sent them a packet requesting. We were planning to do or organize a 50-state march on 50 capitals on July 4th, 08. No one would touch it because of that fear of taxation. Mm-hmm. And I want to finish what I started then. I also finish what I started in 80. I've been waiting for someone to do it for me. And I came to the realization recently that God's given me the opportunity in my service to Christ mm-hmm. to do what I was intended on doing. And at age 70, I feel foolish. The fact that I ran from it, I hid. When I stopped running, it was right there waiting on me. When I come out of hiding, it's here waiting on me. And I realize that that's God's will. I am to initiate this call to arms of Christians.
Amen.
And I have what I call the theory of a common man. The theft of a nation, its destiny denied, while plundering the world. Who, what, where, when, why, and how America is dying. Mm-hmm. And I want to present that to the churches. I want to make myself available to travel and do public forums, whether it be motivated speaking or whatever, face the truth in facing the nation.
Amen.
And that's why I'm here today. I'd like to kick off this crusade. I'd like to make myself available. I'm full-time RV motor coach. I can travel anywhere at any time, and I'm going to make myself available to any ministry, any public forum per se, and come in and present that theory.
So, ladies and gentlemen, hear what Dan is saying, making himself available for any church, for any organization, for any group to come and speak and to lay out the plan and lay out the challenge for reclaiming America. Dan, give us, and then we'll go further with the conversation, give our listeners information. How can they reach you? How can they reach out to you? What's some contact information, phone, email address, et cetera, et cetera?
One email address that is O-R-T, last name Ort, S-R, because I'm senior, 3@yahoo.com can reach me, O-R-T-S-R 3@yahoo.com. And all I deal with is my cell phone. And I'll give the number out, mm-hmm. 904-206-3993. And I'm available at any time, any place. There's nothing to stop me.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're involved in a church and you have a leadership role, or you can contact your pastor, give him that contact information for Dan Ort. Brother Dan Ort, O-R-T. Give that email address and phone number once again.
Okay. Email O-R-T-S-R. 3@yahoo.com, phone 904-206-3993. And I challenge, when I'm done with the theory of a common man, I will challenge them to prove me wrong. Okay? As you look at all the information you possess, and it's all true. Mm-hmm. Everything I've ever heard you say is nothing but the truth. And that's what we're obligated to share.
Absolutely.
We were taught that by our parents. Sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never harm you. Yet, we've got to have a safe space if we hear this word.
That's right.
Freedom of speech, hate speech. How do they coexist? Mm-hmm. They can't.
That's right.
And we need to turn back the lies in the only way we can, trusting, believing, and following the word of Christ is the only alternative we have.
Yes. What do you see, Dan? Let's look at the bigger picture and filter down once again for our listeners. What do you see as the ultimate goal of what we see happening in America today with the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party, and what is being done with Biden as president. You and I both call it and recognized as the New World Order.
Yeah.
So what do you see as the end goal for the leadership for the New World Order? What are they wanting to do with America in order to accomplish what they're wanting to do?
Before we can look at that, we must come to the realization that human life means nothing to these people.
That's right.
Human life and human suffering means nothing because they feed on it. They grow in wealth and power. The ultimate goal is to make the world subject to their God image, their efforts to become like God. Mm-hmm. And understand this for all the liberals and all the progressives and all the other ones out there. If we fall, you fall. And we as Christians must realize if they fall, we fall.
That's right.
So we must come together, non-believers and believers, to turn back this onslaught of world evil. God judges not only America, but he's in judgment of the world.
Right.
And we got to stop looking at just America. We got to look about what's going around the world that's being forced into America. Abortions and all. Oh, it's just, it's, if I was to analyze what God's seen, he's seen the ultimate evil that man is capable of committing worldwide.
Yes. It goes back to the scripture as it was in the days of Noah.
Yes.
And you go back
yes.
to the Genesis 6 text, and their thinking, their planning, and their idea of life was constantly on evil.
Yes.
And if we look at that, ladies and gentlemen, as the barometer, the, if you please, the needle pointing out where we're headed, that's where we are. So, Dan, I want to ask you a question. How did COVID-19 play into this big picture of what we see?
Well, I think Satan's used it in the past, and I think he's using it here in America. They are for real, first off. Their ultimate goal is to destroy America from within. Their tools are endless, their wealth and their power. They must destroy the middle class of America. COVID-19 was that source that
yes,
they're using
that's right.
to destroy America. When I leave my home, do I fear death in a car wreck or walk down the street? No, I can't allow myself to fear death.
That's right.
I must understand that God looking after me, mm-hmm. and he wants the best for me and my loved ones. And I want the best for me and my loved ones. And by following Christ, I can achieve that. So let us say no. And people say no to what? No more to anything. Whatever they're proposing, we must stop. Because I don't see anything that they proposed that is good for America.
All that we see they're proposing today in particular is the it's antithetical to anything that would be proposed biblically, scripturally, morally, ethically for the Christian
yes.
and for the nation that God has so blessed. Tell me, when I touch on that subject, God blessing America, why has God blessed America?
Well, I guess the initial answer would be we followed him. We allowed ourselves to believe that he is what he is and he means what he says and he does what he does. We've accepted a Christ as that nation. And fortunately, we've had enough proof in our history
yes.
that we can return to reclaim it. We don't have to start from scratch, per se. We can revert back to when school was school, math was math, science was science, history was history, and a boy was a boy and a girl was a girl.
Yes.
And until we make that stand, we're doomed. There's FEMA camps. Let me add one more thing. There's FEMA camps all across this country that we're supposed to use for disasters. There's hundreds of thousands, hundreds, if not millions of black coffins in these FEMA camps. These camps are meant for one of two things, for them or for us.
Mm-hmm.
If we allow them to put us there, what do we have? But if we put them there, which they deserve. I want justice in this country. I want someone to go to jail.
Yes.
I want these criminals prosecuted.
I'm praying that we see that, brother.
Oh, I've been praying, and I want to bring it to reality.
There is such a need. Go back, if you will, please, and touch on the Reclaiming America and the premise that you work under, minister under, of what we can do to turn America back to God. What are the basic steps to turn America back
First
to God?
First off, we fill the churches with true Christians. We give our pastors the ultimate choice, preach the truth or leave.
Amen.
We are not going to abide and pay a salary to a man who is unwilling to stand for the truth of Christ.
Absolutely.
Period.
I'll buy that.
Yeah. And until we do that, our church can never be restored.
That's right.
And God's power in this country will never be restored. It's our choice.
Brother Dan, when Congress met in the United States Congress on September the 7th of 1774, it began with a prayer. Would you just read a few words of that prayer?
Well, it was the first meeting of Congress, as you said, September 7th, 1774. And Reverend Jacob Deutsch, the rector of Christ Church of Philadelphia, was summoned to say the prayer. He first read Psalm 35. And here's a statement by John Adams after he read that. He wrote to his wife, "I never saw a greater effect upon an audience. It seemed as if heaven had ordained the psalm to be read on that morning." Okay, so Deutsch starts with, "Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth, and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all kingdoms, empires, and governments. Look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on thee our American states, who have fled to thee from rod of the oppressor, and threw themselves on the gracious protection, desiring to be henceforth dependent only on thee. To thee have they appealed for the righteous of their cause. To thee do they now look up from that contentious and support which thou alone canst give. Take them, therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom in counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the merciless design of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause, and if thy persist in their segregating proposed of our unearthly justice soundly in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from the unveiled hands in the day of battle." Basically, he was pleading to God to allow victory.
Yes.
To America.
In fact, it goes on to say, "Be thy present, O God, wisdom, and direct the counsels of his honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation." In other words, ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying is, goes back to our fundamentals, that America is a Christian nation. And when we say it's a Christian nation, we're not saying that everybody is Christian. We're not saying that all governmental leaders are Christian, or that there's the requirement to be a Christian, but we were fundamentally founded on "Thus saith the Word of God," the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And up until the very recent years, the Supreme Courts, and I could go back through the history of it, with Supreme Court justice after Supreme Court justice determining and making a declaratory statement that America is a Christian nation. And yet we have those today, as Barack Obama had said, and as Joseph Biden is now saying, that America is not a Christian nation. Biden is not saying that verbally. Biden is saying that by the whisk of his pen in the executive orders he's signing that is antithetical to anything that is called the Word of God. Brother Dan, we're looking at what, who, where, when, why, and how. Answer those questions for us.
Well, I was taught in early school, and my parents as well promoted it. They were called the five W's and an H. They stood for who, what, where, when, why, and how. We were instructed, if we were to answer those questions, we would be able to come up with the right answers and not fall victim or prey.
Yes.
Well, that's not taught anymore.
That's right.
And the sheeple are falling prey because they don't ask the right questions to seek the right answers.
Hang on to your question, or your statement there just one moment. Dan, I believe we have a caller on the line.
Hey, brother.
Do you have a question or comment, please?
Hey, listen, this morning I was listening to Dr. James Dobson, and he had a guest, David Horowitz.
Yes.
And he laid it out. He's a conservative now. He said he was in the belly of the beast, and these people are communists, Marxists. They hate Christians, and they hate the way the American is. The main goal is to turn into socialist, European-type country, and that's why they're taking over. They're infiltrating every single major outlet that can reach masses, media, Hollywood, TV, entertainment. And he laid it out. I was like, wow. I think that's what we're dealing with. And let's not make a mistake. The devil is the one that is in the middle of all this nonsense. It just sad, brother. We have a lot of prayer to do. That's my comment. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you so much for your call. Brother Dan, how do you respond to our call and what he said and the statement he made?
Like I said previously, they own every source of power to design a new America, a socialist America, a communist America. And we need to look at what happened to the people when the socialist and the communist took over. We're next.
We're next.
We're the target. Our backs are painted with the arrows.
Absolutely.
And they're doing everything they can do on a speedy track.
Yes.
It's their time frame, not ours.
Yes. So, Dan, do one more thing. We've got about 40 seconds on the broadcast. Would you share with our listeners your organization, how they can reach you, and how they can become involved?
Okay. I'm trying to initiate this organization from scratch, the God Country Family Crusade. And once again, it's ortsr3 at yahoo.com and 904-206-3993. I want to make myself available to come anywhere at any time and speak the theory of a common man, the theft of a nation, its destiny denied, while plundering the world.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.